Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew continues in his series in the First Epistle of Peter with this sermon entitled, Submission of Husbands to Christ, preached August the 6th, 2017. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning with verse 7.
1 Peter 3, verse 7, submission of the husband to Jesus Christ. Husbands especially, listen. 1 Peter 3, 7 speaks about submission of a Christian husband to his head, our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 11, 3 says, now I want you to realize that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. Submission to God and His delegated authorities is a function of our confession, Jesus is Lord. According to Romans 10 verse 9 and 1 Corinthians 12 verse 3. Romans 10:9 reads, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Obedience to Jesus Christ, all of life, in this life and in the life to come. This is the fifth in the series on submission. In this verse, every verb is in the present tense. What does that mean? Husbands, listen. Husband must obey daily Christ, his head, in terms of his relationship with his wife. First point, dwell together katanosin, according to knowledge. The Christian husband is to dwell with his Christian wife in love, unity, and peace daily. God said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. So a Christian wife is a gift from God to a Christian man to deal with his loneliness and to bring him happiness of fellowship. Christian marriage brings completeness to an incomplete man. Happiness is fellowship with God and with God-given wife. They are to function as one flesh. Genesis 2:24, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother. Grow up, husbands. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. Jesus said the same thing, Matthew 19:5. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. St. Paul said the same thing, Ephesians 5:31. For this, a man leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. 1 plus 1 is one, divine mathematics. God said so. Jesus and Paul quote Genesis 2 and verse 24. 1 plus 1 equals 1. There is the God-produced unity. Unity of mind, unity of will, unity of feeling, one flesh. And yet there are people who will not believe in it. God hates divorce and disunity in Christian marriage. Matthew 19 verse 6 says, "So they are no longer two but one, therefore what God has joined together, let no one put asunder," which includes wife or husband. Christian husband and wife are to dwell together in love and unity daily until death separates them. The devil is against Christian husband dwelling with his Christian wife in love. Resist the devil. Submit to God. Resist the devil by not giving him a foothold. Repent and forgive, that peace may prevail in unity. Resist the devil as Jesus did by obeying his Father's will. God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. If God is for us, who can be against us? Listen to Malachi 2:13 through 15. "Another thing you do, you flood the Lord's altar with tears. You weep and wail because he no longer pays attention to your offerings or accepts them with pleasure from your hands. You ask why? It is because the Lord is acting as the witness between you and the wife of your youth, because you have broken faith with her, though she is your partner, the wife of your marriage covenant. Has not the Lord made them one? In flesh and spirit they are his. And why one? Because he was seeking godly offspring." Notice, sir, godly offspring, not sinful, wicked offspring. "So guard yourself in your spirit and do not break faith with the wife of your youth." The Christian husband must dwell with his wife according to knowledge of the Word of God, relating to marriage and family. Therefore, I want you to go home today and read Ephesians 5:25-31, every husband. The head of the husband is Christ himself, who received all authority in heaven and on earth. He must obey Christ who speaks in the word. He must give him an account of all he does as the head of the wife. He is answerable to Christ, who is the sovereign. Husband is given authority by Christ, not to destroy, but to build up his wife, that she may grow up in spiritual beauty, in holiness, like Christ himself. Therefore, we read in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 8, "For even if I boast somewhat freely about the authority the Lord gave us for building you up rather than pulling you down, I will not be ashamed of it." You see, authority is given by Christ to build those under us, especially that they may come to know Jesus Christ as Lord. All delegated authorities are to build up and bless those under them. All delegated authorities are answerable to Jesus Christ, the only Savior and Judge. A Christian husband must know all about what the Bible says about marriage and family. He must be the spiritual leader. He must know his wife's strength and weakness. He must know how her body works. He must meet her physical, spiritual, emotional, intellectual, and social needs. He must help her to grow in grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. He must be able to say, "Follow me as I follow Jesus Christ." He must continually be filled with the Spirit and Scripture. Like Jesus, he must sympathize with his wife's weaknesses. He must learn to forgive and praise his wife. He must not be bitter toward his wife, fighting, quarreling, demon activity. Colossians 3:19 says, "Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter, harsh with them." He must study and practice Ephesians 5:18 through 6:4. He must dwell with his wife according to the knowledge of the Word of God. Point number two, your wife is the weaker partner. Marriage is a partnership established by God as he brought about the marriage of Isaac and Rebekah. In this partnership, husband is the weak partner and wife is the weaker one. Humans are weak and weaker in this fallen world because we are made of dust. Let me read to you Genesis 2:7. "The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." Genesis 3:19, "By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return." 2 Corinthians 4:7, "But we have this treasure of the Holy Spirit. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power of the Holy Spirit is from God and not from us." 1 Peter 1:24, "For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall." Christian wife is weaker than her husband, not intellectually, morally, spiritually, or in terms of the work of conscience, but physically and generally economically. So physical abuse, emotional abuse, and sexual abuse may take place unless husband dwells with his wife according to knowledge of God and his rule regarding marriage. And you have no freedom but to obey the Lord Jesus Christ, your head. For a Christian, the Bible regulates his entire life, including marriage and family. The Word teaches, rebukes, corrects, and trains us to live a righteous life. husband is physically stronger, so he can do hard work, manual labor if needs be, to support his family. 1 Timothy 5:8. Listen, husbands. If anyone does not provide for his relatives, especially for his immediate family, meaning wife and children, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Ephesians 4:28. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. God said to Adam, Genesis 3:17-19, to Adam he said, because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat it. Cursed is the ground because of you, though through painful toil you will eat of it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, to dust you will return. Peter did hard work, the author of this letter, as a fisherman at night to provide for his family. We read in John 21:3, I'm going out to fish. Simon Peter told them, and they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Hard work, sir. Jesus worked as a carpenter to support his mother and siblings. Both husband and wife are in Christ, able, thank God, to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Man may be stronger, but he cannot get pregnant and give birth to children and nurse them. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and died for her. In my view, we husbands fall short of Christ's standard and must repent daily for our sin of omission. See the enormous work Christian wives do for the glory of God. 1 Timothy 5, no widow may be put on the list of widows unless she is over 60, has been faithful to her husband, and is well known for her good deeds, such as bringing up children, godly children, sir, showing hospitality, washing the feet of the saints, helping those in trouble, devoting herself to all kinds of good deeds. 1 Timothy 5:14, I counsel younger widows to marry, to have children. What children, sir? Come on. Godly children. Otherwise you fail. To have godly children, to manage their homes, and to give the enemy no opportunity for slander. Titus 2:4-5. Then they can train the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. Husbands, love your wives. What does that mean? What does love mean? Let me read it to you. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Third point, wives are also equal to husbands. Why? They are heirs together of the grace of life. Wives are equal to husband in experiencing eternal life on the basis of grace. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, men and women. And this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. In Adam all sinned, and in Christ the elect men and women are saved by grace alone. Christian husband and wife are therefore in grace, foreloved in eternity, chosen in eternity, predestinated in eternity, effectually called in time, regenerated, repented, believed in time, justified in time, adopted in time, being sanctified in time, to be glorified in eternity future. God saves men and women. Philippian jailer asked, what must I do to be saved? The answer is found in Acts 16, verse 31 through 34. They replied, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved, and your household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his family were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them and was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole family. Husband and wife are joint heirs of the grace of life. Romans 8, 17, now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. And we are told by St. Peter in 1 Peter 2 verse 5, you also like living stones, men and women and children, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood. You know, wife and husband are priests in the church, sir. Everybody is a priest. My article, I wrote it many, many years ago, The Priesthood of All Believers. We are all priests. Therefore, we don't agree with Catholics or Orthodox. We are all priests in the sight of God. I say also, husband and wife are equal. There is neither Jew, Galatians 3:28, nor Greek, slave, nor free, male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. In this regard, we are equal in things that matter. So Christian husbands must make sure to honor Christian wives to praise her and thank her and not take her good works for granted. And you must also teach children to honor, to praise and pray for and thank her. Husband, keep in mind, you and your wife are one flesh. Ephesians 5:28-29, in the same way husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cares for it just as Christ does the church. And you have to praise your wife. Proverbs 31:28-30. Her children, arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Honor her, sir. Romans 12:10, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Romans 13:7, give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. 1 Peter 2:17, show proper honor to everyone. God is commanding you. And 1 Corinthians 12, on the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. Number four, sir. If you don't obey, then your prayers are not heard by God. Prayers hindered. If Christian husband fails to dwell with his wife in love and unity of mind and will and affection, practicing the truth of one flesh, paying honor to the weaker vessel, your wife, know for certain that your prayers will not be heard. Make sure you know in the eyes of God that your wife enjoys eternal life. She is co-heirs. And if the husband fails to understand and honor his wife, then the prayers of the husband will not be heard by the omniscient God. James 5:16 says this, listen, sir. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. A holy man, an obedient man. How many prayers you prayed that not heard by God? John 9:31, we know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly man who does his will. Psalm 66:18, if I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. Proverbs 28:13, he who conceals his sins does not prosper. Whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Matthew 5:23-24, therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you because you sinned against your brother. Don't worship. You are unfit. You are dirty in your heart. Leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift. God will hear your prayer. Ephesians 4, 26 and 27, in your anger do not sin, do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. J. Adams told us, don't sleep on baggages of sin and guilt. Take care of it before the sun goes down. Be reconciled. Stop fighting. Have peace. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold in your heart. In Mark 11, 24 and 25, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. And when you stand up praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sin. 1 Peter 3:12, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer only. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Daniel prayed 3 times daily, and God heard his prayers. Psalm 55, 17, evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. Daniel 6, 10, now, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room, where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. 3 times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to God, just as he had been doing before. Friends, think about it. How many prayers of ours not heard? Because we came with a dirty heart, fighting, wicked, sinful, arguing, not living in peace. God does not hear the prayers of sinful husband. He must repent and ask forgiveness of his wife and receive forgiveness and then pray, and God will hear and bless him and his family. The Bible says, Ephesians 4:32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. How many people are remembering sin committed 25 years ago and they reiterate while fighting? He says, or she says, I know you. I know you, what you did 27 and a half years ago. You did not do what God said. Forgive us. God has forgiven us in Christ. Matthew 6, 14 and 15. But if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. You die in your sins. Let me ask 7 questions. Husbands, do you know in marriage relation you are the head of the wife and your head is Christ himself, to whom you must give an account of your married life? 2, you are to work hard and provide for your wife and children. 3, you are the spiritual leader in the family, to teach the word, to lead in prayer, and to see to it that everyone honor God by living according to the word. Number four, you are to dwell with your wife in unity and peace, not in harshness and fights and quarrels. Number five, you are to pay honor to your wife, praising her and thanking her. She is God's gift to you to compliment with an E, compliment you in serving God joyfully. Number six, though your wife is weaker than you physically, she is equal to you in experiencing God's gracious gift of eternal salvation. Number seven, when you sin against your wife, be quick to repent and be reconciled to your wife, that God may hear your prayers, that you may dwell with your wife in unity and joy in the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you help us to obey 1 Peter 3:7. In Jesus' name, amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.